The Paths to Parenthood podcast is designed to support those needing to use a donor to build their family. I'm Becky, also known as Defining Mum, and I'm also the founder of Paths to Parenthood. I'm the mum to three amazing girls, all thanks to egg donation.
And I'm Hayley King, the founder of All Things Donor Conception. I'm both a donor conceived person and, in a twist of fate, the parent of donor conceived children with my lovely wife.
Our aim is to open up conversations about this incredible route to parenthood, focusing on some of the nuances and complexities that it can bring.
Our hope is to provide different perspectives, information, reflection, and validation as we openly discuss different topics, share stories, and ask you for your input.
We hope you enjoy it. Hello. So we're coming to you with a special mini episode where we have another podcast coming out next week, but we were just so excited and really wanted to make sure you didn't miss out on finding out a little bit more about our upcoming event on Saturday the 11th of October in London, which is a really unique opportunity. We only do this once a year for you to come together with other people who may be considering donor conception, may be going through treatment using a donor, or they may be pregnant after using donor conception. And it's a chance to meet others, hear more from those who have been down this path and are on the other side, listen to different perspectives, and also hear from professionals talking about some of those key topics that I know you will want support with. So Hayley, just whilst you're here with me, just tell us a little bit more about what people can expect from this full day of support that we're hosting in London.
Yeah, thanks, Becky. And like to say, we're super excited. This is our fourth event of this kind. And like Becky said, we only host them once a year. And it's a real opportunity to actually come together in person. Most of the work we do, I think most of the things to do with donor conception these days is online, which can be fantastic and reach lots of people. But there's nothing quite like being able to meet other people in real life, all in the same room, and have a whole day dedicated for yourself and your partner, if you have one, to really digest conversations, because the event is called Donor Conception, Connecting Through Conversations. And that's really what it's all about, is actually hearing from those with lived experience, whether parents through donor conception of all different family types, donor conceived people, whether through egg donation or sperm donation, and also donors too. And I've just found out today, actually, is a little bit of a inside knowledge, that my donor, so my genetic father, various terms, but Jonathan is his name, is actually going to be on the donor panel. So that's really exciting. So he's going to be there on the day as well. I know. So that's going to be an interesting one. So yeah, it's just a great day for anyone, like Becky said, that's kind of very early stages or even just considering their options to come along. And it's not long away now. It's only a few weeks. So which is why we wanted to come on to the podcast today, just to tell you a little bit more about it. And yeah, it's like I say, it's only a few weeks away now, isn't it, Becky?
It is. It's coming up very close. And I just wanted to sort of address a couple of the questions that we've had through already. One was, will we be offering a virtual option? And we don't offer a virtual option for this event because it's all about that safe space in the room. And so having a virtual feed at the same time just wouldn't really work with what we're trying to do. So it is something that you would need to come to in person. And another question we've had through is, I'm really nervous. Do I have to introduce myself? Do we have to do any awkward icebreakers? No, that is not what this day is all about. It's about you coming, feeling comfortable, sitting back and listening to the speakers. And you can ask questions as well through an anonymous app. So literally with your phone, if you've got something you want to ask one of our speakers, whether it be one of the recipient parents, the donors, the donor conceived people, or our professionals as well, you can do that literally just from your lap, and you can just sit back and take it all in. And we wanted to share some words with you because we did an Insta Live with Julianne Boutaleb, who is a consultant perinatal psychologist. She's absolutely amazing and has been a huge part of Paths to Parent Hub. And we spoke to her last week on an Insta Live, and she shared some of her thoughts from a psychologist's perspective, or of how you can think about this if you are feeling nervous and you're a little bit worried about coming into a room where you're probably sitting with people who you don't know, and you've probably never spoken about this topic outside of your own four walls. So we just wanted to share a little bit of that with you, just to put you at ease and just show you this is a really, really compassionate space.
But what you will get in coming in person is a sense of safety, mm-hmm. a sense of psychological safety. Why is that important? One of the things we know that when you're going down a path that's very different, perhaps to other people in your life, there can often be a sense of, you know, trepidation, a sense of, you know, being worried about whether or not this is the right path for you. And one of the things that happens very often when we're putting together the bags for you guys, putting things into the bags and talking about what's going to happen in the day, is that we also share that trepidation. We are there, and some of us have been on this path and know what it's like to go down this path. And we see people coming through the door, worried, tense, mm-hmm. a little bit nervous, a little bit unsure of themselves when they come through the door and what's going to happen and how useful or not this is going to be. We do see you surreptitiously checking out the exits and, you know, making sure that if they need to get away, you can. What we also see, and this is what I guess I want to make really clear to anybody listening today, is we see people relax. We see people turn around and start a conversation with someone on their table who maybe is in the same boat as them. And this is possibly the first time ever they've spoken to someone who gets it and is in the same boat. The other thing you get to do, which I know, you know, patients of mine often say has been so important, is you get to check out the room, and actually you get to see recipient parents, you get to see wonderful people who are donor conceived, and you get a sense of possibility that actually maybe this could happen.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't as strange or as different to what we imagined. And I think that felt sense, that actual in the room experience, is what people get to take mm-hmm. away with them, along with the goodie bag. And that can often be a really important building block, Becky, in a sense of safety and security mm-hmm. as they continue down this path to parenthood. Without it, I think that building block, that felt sense, can be missing. Yeah. And so what I'm going to say to you is that's a real potential of what you're going to get from attending in person, along with hopefully some of the insights that I'll share in terms of research and the sorts of psychological things that you may be going through as potential recipient parents. And there'll be people who perhaps are at a later stage who want to think about how they manage these things with children. And that's what Dr. Avital Perlman, my colleague, will be talking about as well.
And wow, just listening to Julianne, she's got such an amazing way of just putting you at ease. And I think just even that small clip, you can just see how much you'll get from the day. So there's plenty of opportunities to connect if you want to. But also if you do want to just sit there and absorb and, you know, just reflect on your thoughts, there's that opportunity too as well. So yeah, it's and this year, Becky, we, in response, I think, to the success of our solo event that we did back in June, wasn't it? We're actually going to add a little bit of extra to the 2025 event this year with the solo connection. So yeah, I don't know if you wanted to explain a little bit about that and what that entails with Mel, isn't it?
Yeah, so we know donor conception covers so many different types of paths to parenthood. And so what we wanted to make sure is that the day is about donor conception as a whole, but we wanted to make sure that everybody felt that there was something for them. And for the solo community, what we're going to be doing at the point where the recipient parents who are all coupled are speaking to the room, people on a solo path or people thinking about going down the solo route to parenthood will have the opportunity to break away and join our solo connection session. And that will be led by Mel from The Stork and I. We'll be hearing from another parent who is double donor conceived, and our professionals will be there to ask questions of. So whether you are going down this path on your own and you're wanting to get that support and that community as well, we've already got people signed up who are on the solo path, so you will meet others who are going through the same things as you. We also have that space for couples as well. So last year, actually, at our event was probably the biggest number of couples I'd ever seen in the room, and the most number of men. And it was a great opportunity to see them almost learn together in a safe space where I know from my own experience, we dealt with things in very different ways. And actually, my husband, Matt, will be talking about how he felt as the potential genetic parent when we were using donor eggs. And I know last year, many people found it really useful for their, if they're in a heterosexual relationship with a male partner, for their partners to speak with Matt and actually be able to share some of what they were feeling at the same time. Because often it can be feeling slightly tricky when you're on different paths and you've got different sorts of questions and things. So it allows you to explore it together. So I just want to say that if you're coming on your own, you won't be on your own. But also if you're coming with your partner, you won't be either. And the couple's tickets can be used to bring a loved one as well. So it doesn't even have to be that you're bringing your partner. You could bring, and we've had people bring their sisters, their mums along to really, really come and learn about that topic. And there's also space for professionals as well, because we know professionals often need to really listen to the different perspectives and actually listen to some of our experts who we have in the room. So maybe it's worth just giving a little insight into our keynotes, Hayley, just before we go, so that people understand what they can get from that professional perspective, which actually is invaluable, because a professional session for an hour in itself is the same cost as having the full day of support and resources that we have at the event.
And yeah, it's really transformational. I think that's some of the feedback we had from last year, is that actually that day people went and started at the day not really knowing what they were going to do, whether they were actually going to go down the donor conception route, or maybe one partner was thinking one thing and the other partner hadn't really done much research into it. And the feedback we had is that the day actually people came away with a plan, whether, you know, that was to go down the route of donor conception or actually not as well. And I think that's equally as important for people. And regarding the keynotes, I mean, we're super lucky. We've got such an amazing team that we work with Parenthood in mind. So we've got Julianne Bouteleb, who will be talking around the kind of more emotional complexities of using donor conception, kind of redefining the dream, which can be the case for many, that if maybe donor conception wasn't going to be on the cards for yourselves, but actually just talking about some of those complexities, things like genetic loss, or maybe exploring some of those factors, whether on yourself, but by yourself or with a partner. And then Dr. Avital Perlman, who is just an amazing child psychologist, who will also be doing a keynote and just kind of helping attendees put themselves in that situation of how they're going to maybe start introducing the story to their future children, and just trying to really give some practical advice around the importance of disclosure, but also just putting people's minds at rest that it doesn't have to be this big scary process, and giving some real practical insights. So like I say, we're super lucky to have both Avi and Julianne join us again this year.
And it is all about building confidence in
process,
making your decision, but also it is a process, and it is sort of everything that we would have wanted and needed. And you can come and absorb all of that in one day, and you can also join us. And we'd love meeting people who have been part of the community and are at different stages. And there are plenty of opportunities to have a chat with myself, with Hayley, with Julianne and Avi as well throughout the day. We've got an amazing hot lunch. We always love the food there. And at the end of the day, almost as a way to decompress and just really relax, is our opportunity for networking drinks. And you can stay for this, or you can go if you want to, but we often find we're having to almost usher people out the door, because they have got so much from the day and made those really deep connections that they just don't want to stop talking. So it is a really full day of support from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. like we say, in central London. So if you're outside of London, maybe come and make a weekend of it. And we've sold quite a few tickets already, so we're hoping that by the time you listen to this, there will be some left and that you can join us. All of our other events have sold out. Our early bird offer, which gives you, if you're thinking about an individual ticket, will give you £20 off that ticket. If you're a member, you get an extra £10 off of our membership. And that runs out on the 7th of September. So depending on when you're listening to this, you may be able to take advantage of that offer. And there's also even more off if you're getting one of the couples tickets as well. So I think that's everything, Hayley. Have I missed anything before we wrap up? We did say this was going to be a short one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if people have got any questions, as normal, feel free to reach out to Becky or I or info@pathstoparenthood.com. You can get tickets via our website. So just head over to pathstoparenthood.com. There's an events tab. Click on that. It tells you a lot more about the event there. You can see all of the different panelists that we've got and learn a little bit more about them and see some lovely photos of them, you know, whether that's the donor panel, the parent panel, and the donor conceive panel. And yeah, get your tickets, and we can't wait to see you.
Yes. And finally, just a huge thank you to our supporters of the event. So there on the day will be the Lister Clinic. So if you wanted to get any support around the practical side of treatment, there'll be people there who you can speak to, particularly from an egg donation perspective. We'll also have representatives from the London Sperm Bank as well. So if donor sperm is your route, you'll be able to also ask questions of them. So it's all about the emotional support, but we've also got some opportunities for practical support as well. And we would love to welcome you there. Really hope you can make it. And like Hayley said, just reach out if you have any questions. Yeah. And we will be back next week with our next podcast, which will feature Anest again from a legal perspective, and also James from the Lister Clinic. And we'll be talking about the practicalities of known donation and answering all of the questions that you may have in your mind about that. So we will see you next week.
Take care, everyone.